All right, thank you, Adriana. Sorry I'm in your way.
That's okay.
And now I'm out of your way.
Your photocopier.
Okay, I guess I'll pray again really quickly to get started. God, thank you for this day, for the chance we have to gather here together and learn more about you. I pray that you would use my words to speak and that we'd all learn something from this lesson. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Okay, so I'm Adriana, for those of you who don't know me. I've been coming to Hope Church for 3 years, volunteering in youth group for about the past year or so. I'm married to Alec, he's over there, and we have a dog named Maple, who I like a lot most of the time. I'm from Illinois, so at home in Illinois, I had three younger sisters, it's all girls. Yeah?
Were you from Chicago?
Close, yeah, about an hour away from my house.
Were you by the Home Alone place?
I haven't been there.
Oh, no, that is Chicago, never mind.
Yeah, it's close. I'm from Wheaton, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. I grew up in a Christian family, so I pretty much have always been Christian, and we always went to church. And the church we went to was a pretty big one, and I was involved in my youth group. I was involved in they had a middle school one and a high school one, because it was just so much bigger. But I guess up until about sixth or seventh grade when I got into middle school, my faith was kind of my parents. Like, I was Christian, but I didn't, like, think about my faith that much. I just kind of went to church because that's what my family did. But in about sixth or seventh grade, I started to really think about my faith and, like, whether I wanted it to be my own. And I did decide that I did, so I was baptized. For my schooling, I was homeschooled through most of grade school and in middle school. And I went to a small Christian co-op, which was basically I went to school like one day a week or 2 days a week, and we did all the homework for the rest of the days. But it was pretty small. And in high school, I went to a private Christian school because I was homeschooled and I was pretty shy. So I didn't really want to transition into like a giant public school right from my tiny little homeschool class, because that would have been really overwhelming. So going into high school, I didn't really like know too many people, and a lot of the kids were from the same school, so for the first few months I didn't have too many friends, which was hard at the time, but I did eventually make friends like within the first semester, and I'm still good friends with like a lot of those people. Overall, the high school experience was pretty good, but it did have some difficulties. And one of the things I kind of struggled with in high school was feeling overlooked, just because I was kind of quiet, not super extroverted, and I wasn't like a popular kid or anything. And a couple examples of that were trying out for things and like not making it. So I tried out for the musical my senior year, and I was in choir, so I could sing. And I had like a little bit of experience with that, but I didn't end up making the musical, and I was like one of two people in my whole choir who weren't in the musical. And I also was on the tennis team, which was good, but I like practiced a lot to get better over the summer, and I was hoping for like a better position on the team. But the coach we had that year, knew a lot of the girls and like had, there was like some weird favoritism stuff going on as well. And so it was like, it didn't work out so well for me either. So that was like a hard thing to deal with because sometimes I didn't feel very seen. But what I learned from that situation, even though it would have been preferable not to have to deal with it, I learned that I need to find my value in God and what God thinks of me rather than what other people think of me. And that's what's really important. And it also taught me to think about other people who might be overlooked, because I was not the only person who was in that situation. There were a lot of other like girls on the tennis team who were going through that too. And I realized it's like important to notice those people, because it was a position I'd been in myself. a couple of verses like related to that that I think illustrate the situation well. One of them is one story from the Bible is about David being anointed king. Samuel was sent to anoint David as the new king, but he didn't know who he was going to be anointing, so he just went to David's father's house, and he was going through the line of sons, and he kept saying, like, oh, I think this guy, like, would make a good king, like, he's tall and handsome, and he has all the qualities I would look for in a king, and God told him that he was wrong, and the verse that is God talking to Samuel about that, 1 Samuel 16:7b says, "For the Lord sees, not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." I think that illustrates God's ability to see what people can't, and that God's opinions and views are like what's really important. Another verse that kind of illustrates that is 1 Peter 3:34. "Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight." That was a verse that like a few people said to me while I was like going through that stuff my senior year. And it helped to remind me again of like what's really important is what God sees and what's on the inside, rather than what shows outwardly. So that was high school. The second thing I wanted to talk about was a little more recent, was COVID. I felt like that's like been the really big recent thing in my life. So in 2020, I was in college. It was my senior year at Wheaton College, which is a Christian college in my hometown. I was set to graduate in May of 2020, and I was on spring break on a cruise with my mom and sister, and then we got an email from the school saying that everyone was going to be sent home for basically the rest of the semester, and they didn't really know like when anyone was going to come back. And I was not very happy to hear that. It's very upsetting. And COVID in general was a pretty bad time in my life because, as I said, I was supposed to be graduating, so we didn't get a graduation because everything was shut down. And I was trying to find my first job, but nobody was hiring for anything because it was the middle of COVID. And I was dating Alec, and he's from New Jersey, and I was from Illinois. So I was in Illinois, he was in New Jersey. We didn't see each other for like 3 months. And ended up being like in a long distance relationship until we got married a couple years later. He was looking for a job in Illinois, and the plan was that he was going to move to Illinois once he got a job, and we wouldn't be in a long distance relationship anymore, but he ended up getting a job in New Jersey, which at the time I was very upset about, because it just meant that everything was gonna like last longer. During that period of time, I was feeling sad, kind of lonely because everyone was isolated, just discouraged about like not being able to find a job, not really knowing what was going to happen next in my life. And it was hard to see what God's plan was in all of that. But eventually I did get a job, and it was a remote job, so that when I ended up moving here, I didn't have to find a new one, which was nice. And we got married and moved to Randolph. We're still living in Randolph. And we ended up, a really great thing about moving here was like finding this church, because this has been like a huge part of like our community and our life since then. And I have to think it's the reason that we ended up here. In that situation, I learned that even though I was going through a hard time and I couldn't really like see what the end was, God has a plan, and God's plan is better than whatever plan I had, because like nothing really ended up going according to my plan. And you just have to, I had to just trust in him, even though it was hard in the moment to do that. And a verse that illustrates that is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. So that just kind of speaks to the importance of trusting in God, knowing that he's going to do what's best for you, even if you don't feel like it's what is best for you in the moment. So yeah, if you take anything away from this, say, remember to find your value in God, and remember that what God sees in you is important, and trust him with your life, and trust in his plan. That's it.
Will you stay up here? Okay. Let me pray, and then I'll explain. God, thank you so much that for the story that you are writing with Adriana's life, just being able to hear and be encouraged. I'm sure that I know myself included, have desired the approval of others more than you, that I have looked to present myself in a way that so that for others' approval rather than yours. And there's just so many ways that I'm sure a lot of us can connect with Adriana's story. Being cast out, kind of an outcast, life not going the way that we always wanted to or have planned for it to. So we can see, we can be encouraged by Adriana sharing her story tonight and the way that your hand was in the midst of it all. How you have made us, you have created us in your image, and you love and know each of us deeply and intimately. And your plans are greater than our plans, are greater than the greatest plans we could even make. And even just seeing how that has come to fruition in Adriana's life, even just in her being here with us tonight and at this church, and this church being in this community being such a great blessing to her, but also what a great blessing she is to us and being able to hear from her tonight. Would you just continue to speak to us and encourage us as we reflect on Adriana's story and the ways that you've worked in her life? And would you remind us of these truths that you've reminded Adriana, that you are greater than anything else, that our beauty and our worth is found in you, and that trusting you is the greatest decision we can ever make. So God, we thank you again for Adriana and for the story that you are writing with her life. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.